Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
John Massaro joins me now, and he would still be smiling after the way the autumn sun got him the other day. Good morning, John.
Hi, Sean. Yes, I am smiling and very relieved, let's say.
I would have liked to have had a heart rate monitor on you at about the 300.
I'd give it up at that point, I tell you.
But he's
something a bit special, that horse.
The way he knuckled down, and he wanted it. He's a fighter, isn't he?
He's a fighter, yeah. Yeah, he knows where the post is, and he's got that will to win, which is great to see in horses, and he certainly got oodles of that.
I remember reading a book once, and I'm trying to think who it was, but they were very good with stallions. They often said they weren't that keen on the ones who won easily by 8 lengths. They love to see horses like him who fought, got their mire and neck, but by gee, they fought to do it every time.
Yeah. Interesting horse because Chris Swaller, his great trainer, says that he can sprint, he can stay, he can do whatever you want him to do. It's a question of how you train him. He said, he's very admiring of the horse and thinks he's got just so much versatility, and we've seen it over the last two or three runs.
Now, where do you go to from here? Will you go to the Rosehill Guineas?
Yeah, the plan is to go to the Rosehill Guineas on Saturday week, Gold Slipper Day, provided he sort of recovers well from this race. That was a very taxing race, Sean, on Saturday. He ran the last 1,200 of the day. Mm. And he had to cut out some brilliant fractions at the end of that race to win the race. So it took a bit out of him, I'm sure. Although he seemed to recover pretty quickly after the race. But, you don't know what's going on inside. So Chris said, look, he wants to see him do something on Saturday morning. He hasn't asked him for anything this week. But he'll see how he goes around on Saturday morning. And provided he's happy with him after that, that's where he'll head.
Where do you go in the near distant future? Are you seriously looking at Royal Ascot? Do you want to take him overseas?
Look, everybody wants to win at Royal Ascot, including ourselves. But the point is that there's a risk involved in travelling such a valuable horse over there. There are insurance issues, first of all. And secondly, there's a small chance they could pick up sort of travel sickness, which is another word for pneumonia. And if they do that, they not only miss Royal Ascot, but, it's a dangerous thing for them. So I'm loath to do it with a horse of that value, to be honest. I think there are some... by the time we finish this campaign, he's already won two Group 1s and a Group 2 out of the three races that we've been involved with since we acquired an interest from Hermitage. So he's been kind to us, and... I just don't want to be asking him too much, do you know?
I'm going to say one word and see your answer. Winx.
I'm a massive fan of Winx. She's on a campaign of running in the George Ryder, and so we're not going to mix with her there. But she's heading for the QE2, which would be a nice target for ourselves if we were to... do really well on Saturday week. But look, there are also options such as the Doncaster for us after the Rosehill Guineas if he's still in a condition to do it. So, look, at this stage, nothing's been decided, and we're going to leave those sort of discussions until after Saturday week, after the Rosehill Guineas.
John, I reckon you must have in your mind had the Autumn Sun Winx race go through your mind over and over again. Who wins it?
Look, I'm a race lover like you are. We'd all love to. I think you've got to look at it in these terms. She's the best racehorse in the world, admitted by the international authorities to be so. Our horse is simply a young 3-year-old, a teenager who's had 8 starts. It's a hell of a lot to ask for him to take her on at weight for age at this time. He's still developing. Chris is convinced that there's a lot more maturity to come in him. So it just must be, it might be a bit too much to ask. But look, we never say never. So at this stage of the game, we're going to test him at 2,000 metres. He's never been at that distance at the Rosehill Guineas against his own age. Hopefully he'll acquit himself well there. And then we'll think about what the next step is.
I think you might hate to be the bloke who shot Bambi too, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't like that because she's done so much for... for racing and for broadening the appeal of racing, and and it's their last day. And you know, but you never know what can happen between today and 3 weeks. Horses, you know, get a cough, different things happen, who knows. So you leave all the options open at this stage and you wait until the Rosehill Guineas and see how he acquits himself in that.
All right, terrific. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And thanks for your time this morning, John.
Pleasure, Sean.